So to continue our discussion on Kvura, on the mitzvah of burial, we were discussing yesterday the issue of, let's say, someone cannot make it to the cemetery, to the funeral, they're out of town. Either the classical case now we have is someone, they ship the body to Eretz Yisrael, or even someone dies in Montreal, you can't make it, you're in Hamilton, a case where there you can't make it to the funeral. And we had the case, it was a while ago, someone died in, they're living in Hamilton, and their brother died in Montreal, and they're having the funeral in Israel. So the two different questions here. The halacha is that we see that the old practice was they used to follow the mace out to the city. They used to have the cemeteries outside the city, and they used to follow them out. And then at a certain point, some of the relatives turn back and they let the Chevra Kadisha finish off the job. So it says, whenever they came back, they began the shiva right away. They didn't wait to find out when the funeral was or when the actual funeral happened. Once they just turned back, they went home and they started sitting shiva. So the Rambam writes that the Rambam seems to say that why did they wait? Did they wait because it was a time issue? In other words, it was a time before we had phones and all that and smartphones. And today we could FaceTime the funeral. But they had no idea. Was it going to take 10 minutes, 3 hours, 2 hours? They didn't know when the funeral was going to happen. So therefore, what was he waiting for? Once they were finished Osteik B'meis, they went back home. And so according to the Bach and the Rambam, implying that Bisman, he says during his time, certainly during our time, maybe that wouldn't apply anymore. Maybe if you know exactly when it's going to happen, maybe you should wait. The others, that's not the consensus view. We assume, and that's the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that let's say typically the case is you melave the body, let's say you're flying into Eretz Yisrael, so let's say you're involved in, they have the service in New York, and you go to Kennedy Airport and you send the body. So the practice is you go to Kennedy, and then when you come home, you begin to do the avelas. Those who are continuing on will begin the shiva when they do the burial. But if you're not involved anymore, you begin right away. However, what happens, that's the case where you had some connection. What happens if you weren't involved at all? Let's say I'm not going even to the service. I'm not doing anything. I can't go. I'm sick. I can't make it there. So then do you begin right away? Or do you wait until the burial? So that's a major discussion between the Netziv and his son-in-law, Rafal Shapiro. The Netziv claims, based on a Russian Moed Katan, that one would wait for the burial. If you're not, when do we say one should turn back? You begin right away. That's if you had some involvement. If you have no involvement, usually he quotes a case where someone was killed, crucified, and he says there are two things that you need to do to begin shiva, either burial or at least yeyush, that you've given up on finding the body or you know you're not going to go to the cemetery. So if you have yeyush or you have the kvur, you begin shiva right away. That's the opinion of the Netziv. His son-in-law disagrees and says, no, that case over there was a case where a person sat shiva before the burial. In other words, the case was, the Russian case was someone was crucified, he was killed, and the brother was told that he was killed, and he figured he was buried also. So he sat shiva. So he sat shiva before the burial. Everyone agrees if you sit shiva when someone's alive, it's not going to help. You have to wait till the person dies, then you sit shiva again. So the case was, he thought the burial happened, it didn't. That's why he has to sit shiva again. But he said, so he points out that one would not, that as long as you have yeish, if you know you are not going to the cemetery, then you begin shiva right away. And that's a whole discussion with Rabbeinu Tam. The Netziv wants to bring a writer. Rabbeinu Tam waited for the kfura of his sister before he began shiva. But if you look at the Talmid, Rabbeinu Yon in Brachos, he gives you the full story. That's because Rabbeinu Tam's sister was being moved to the Netziv. He was buried in the Netziv's town. That's why he was Rabbeinu Tam waited, because he was involved in the funeral. So it's a major debate between the Netziv and his son-in-law. As I mentioned, the ending was that the Netziv died, and the wife, which is the Netziv's daughter, did not go to the, she wasn't going to the funeral, so she asked, she wants to know what should she do. My father says I should begin shiva right away, and my husband says I should begin shiva the Tziv says, my father said I should wait until after the cemetery, after the funeral. And my husband says to go, so she asked the husband, and being a good wife, she began right away. And that seems to be the norm of the psak. I think that's Ramosh and others, that yesh v'yesh, but the classical psak is that you begin, if you have no intention of going to the cemetery, you begin the shiva right away. There's a discussion also, we have halacha with divrei hamekel b'aveilus. There are some who say, we don't go this far, that you take, you begin, you wait for the cemetery, so you count, you start counting at the cemetery, but you begin to count from the time the person died, so therefore you might be left with it. But that's not the accepted practice. You begin sitting shiva right away. If you have no intention to go to the funeral, so you begin shiva right away and you count your own shiva. And those who go to the funeral, you know, have a different count. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Wazakeh Es Yisrael,